أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الله خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز وبرزوا لله جميعا فقال الضعفاء للذين استكبروا إنا كنا لكم تبعا فهل أنتم مغنون عنا من عذاب الله من شيء قالوا لو هدانا الله لهديناكم سواء علينا أجزعنا أم صبرنا ما لنا من محيص صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 19, 20 and 21 of Surah Ibrahim. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us the gist of conversations between Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and their people, and of course the insolence of the people against the Anbiya, and then the consequences. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and moving forward, we will find the day of Qiyamah, the doubt that the disbelievers have with regards to the day of Qiyamah is being spoken about. And then now the conversations of these disbelievers with those they had followed in this dunya, and then the conversation between them and shaitan. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Do you not see? In other words, do you not see with the eyes of your heart, understanding, use your intelligence, use all whatever Allah has given you to think with your heart and everything else, that أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created the skies, and Allah Ta'ala had created the earth with the truth, in other words, in the manner, in the way it was supposed to have been created, to see to the needs of each and every individual on this earth. There is no need that a human would have that is not found on this earth. One is need, one is desire, want, whatever a person desires also by and large, that is also found on this earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a perfect arrangement for every need to be fulfilled on this earth. And then, إِنْ يَشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. The power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is such that you may be having doubt with regards to how is Allah Ta'ala going to resurrect on the day of Qiyamah. But the reality of it is that if Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may destroy you, take you away, and Allah Ta'ala bring about a new creation that has nothing to do with you. We've seen it in the past, and that is why Allah Ta'ala speaks about, and Allah spoke about the people of the past, that there were nations that Allah Ta'ala had destroyed, and other nations that was absolutely no lineage with these creations, nations, Allah Ta'ala brought them into being. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not difficult upon Allah. So when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created you the first time from absolute nothingness, Allah created you from a seed, is it not difficult then for Allah Ta'ala to resurrect man and bring man once again back on the day of Qiyamah in the full form that Allah Ta'ala so desires? Now Allah speaks about the standing on the day of Qiyamah and the argument or the discussion that will be taking place. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of them will be brought to stand in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with total appearance. Total appearance mean that on the one hand, in this world we may be able to hide something, whether it is material in its nature, whether it is emotional, whether it may be in our heart, we may be able to hide that, but there's going to be nothing that is going to be hidden from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. and everyone will be brought in that state that there will be absolutely nothing that will be hidden. فَقَالَ الضُّعَفَى. Then the weak. Weak here will refer to those who were weak in their minds. They were weak in their decisions. They did not know how to make proper decisions. In that weakness, they will say, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. To those who are proud and arrogant. In other words, the leaders and the masses. The masses will say to the leaders, Inna kunna lakum taba'a, that certainly we had followed you. Whatever you said, we had done. And here at this point, the very, very important thing is we need to see who we are taking our knowledge from, who we are taking our information from, who we are following. Are they bringing us closer to Allah Ta'ala? Are they bringing us closer to the Sunnah and to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are they bringing us closer to deen? Or are they taking us away from the deen of Allah in the name of deen? That is the very, very important aspect that we need to see. There are those that will contaminate. There are those that will show some extreme intelligence. There are those that will use languages. And we become very impressed with all of that. So we need to see who we are taking our knowledge from. We need to see who we are following. So here, Inna kunna lakum taba'a, that we followed you in the world. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Then would you be of any avail to remove from us the azab of Allah Ta'ala in any way, in anything whatsoever? Now, when this discussion will take place, when we look at Surah Mu'min, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَتَحَاجُّونَ فِي النَّارِ. This could be before they go into the fire of Jahannam, or this could be when they are in the fire of Jahannam, and they are now experiencing that azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. The leaders will reply, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us, then we would have guided you. Life is full of excuses, and over there also they will try to make an excuse as though Allah ta'ala did not guide us. There was no wahi, revelation that came down from Allah. There was no Nabi. There was no words of the Nabi. There was no hadith, etc. And they will now speak in this way, that see, we didn't get guidance, so we couldn't guide you. And there's another interpretation to this, that should Allah show us a way out of the fire of Jahannam, Allah guides us out from here, then we will also guide you from here. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا. It is all the same to us. أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا. Either whether we cry, whether we complain, or whether whatever the azab may be, we bear it with sabr and tolerance. Malana mim mahis. There will be no escape from here now. That is the fire of Jahannam. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings this discussion after the dunyavi and material discussions that these people had with the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.